hi, good morning. It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. I'm about to ask a question I always ask my wife at home when she gets home from work.
Okay.
Where the hell is the remote for the TV?
Oh, right there, behind the phone.
Oh, there it is.
Right there. We're good.
Not that we sit here and watch the tube while we're on
no.
the air, but we like to have the news on in the background just in case something happens.
Mm-hmm.
And
there we go.
Know, there.
Some winter storm warnings.
Yeah, so we're supposed to get winter weather today.
Yeah.
100% chance of snow, they say.
This afternoon, right? 1 to 2 inches?
Chance of precip is 100%. Total daytime accumulation, 2 inches.
All right.
Occurring after 11 a.m. Snowing through tonight and into tomorrow. So 2 inches today, 2 inches tonight. And
so that's four.
And then a little more overnight.
It's like maybe four
or
and a half.
Or into the morning, I guess.
So maybe four and a half.
Maybe four and a half. Or I'm going to go 4 1/4.
Okay.
Or 4 2/3.
Oh, 2/3.
Yeah. Which is also the average length of an outing for a Minnesota Twins pitcher.
Okay.
Ba-dum, boom.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Which isn't even long enough to qualify for a win. So, Christmas came and went.
It did. How was yours?
It was, well, my 5-day weekend
mm-hmm.
was half wasted.
Why?
Well, Sunday, I was just sick.
Oh.
Like, cold, not like sick, not like puking or anything. Just like, I have got such a wicked cold. Like, every time I move my head, I can feel fluid moving in my ear canal. I can feel it in my neck down the side where it drains to your throat. I can feel it
Ew.
In my forehead, in my nose, under my eyes. It was the most hellish existence. Not the most hellish existence, but it wasn't fun.
I have
on
a
Sunday.
Sad face right now for you.
Yeah, it wasn't fun on Sunday.
Ick.
Monday was better.
Good.
Which fortunately was the day we were heading up to my in-laws. So, yeah, it wasn't so bad. Then by Christmas, it was mostly gone, and it's still mostly gone.
You sound a little stuffy.
Yeah, I'm still a little stuffed. But
not bad.
Yeah. I got one gift for Christmas.
Just one?
Just one.
Okay.
From my mother and father-in-law.
Oh.
But we haven't had Christmas on my side of the family.
Oh, I see.
Okay. And I just got back yesterday. My wife and kids are still up there till tomorrow.
Oh.
So, yeah. And there's so my family is so big everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
The siblings don't give gifts
you guys
to
don't?
Each other. No.
Oh.
It would, everybody would end up spending like $300.
Yeah.
And nobody wants expensive. To spend $300. So we don't.
Okay.
It's just easier that way.
All right.
We'd all rather keep our money than,
than buy something for
than spend
them.
It because someone's going to spend it on us back.
Okay.
We buy for all the kids and our parents and that's about it.
Okay.
And they
well,
buy for
right.
all of us. So, yeah. My in-laws just built a new house.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of toys in the basement.
I saw some pictures of you playing some pool
yep.
and air hockey.
I was playing with myself. I knew that would get a 13-year-old laugh out of you. I knew it would.
I tried not to.
And I thought about bringing it up in reverse order without telling you what I was doing. And I knew it would get even more of a laugh. But you even knew what I was doing. And
yeah.
you still laugh like you were in junior high.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Yeah, I had not played so much air hockey in my life as I did this weekend.
Really?
Oh, it was so much fun. And my daughter...
How can you play air hockey by yourself?
That you can't play by yourself.
I was going to say.
No, but you can play pool by yourself.
Yes, you can.
And...
Are you a little pool shark now?
No. I had one game that went on for a ridiculously long amount of time. It had been
terrible.
So long since I played. I used to be okay at it. You know, I used to be able to hang with the average pool hall shark or whatever. You know, not that I was good. I was never good. But
just good enough to play.
Good enough to look like I had a clue what I was doing.
Gotcha.
I am no longer that skilled at playing pool.
I can. The only way that I'm good at it is if they tell me where I should hit the ball at. You know, like these really good pool players
yeah.
are like, hit it right here. And then it's going to go in that pocket. I'm like, it is. okay, and then I'll hit it there, and then it'll go in the pocket. That's the only time that I can play pool worth a crap.
Yeah, the only... there was one game where it was, you know, I just basically play like I'm... When it's the solid's turn, I play like I'm trying to win. And when I play the stripe's turn, I play like I'm really trying to win. So I'm...
Oh, so you're playing both teams. Okay.
And there was one time, one game I played where there was one stripe ball left and the eight ball. And it probably took me 15 minutes to finish that game from the point it got to that to the time I actually finally knocked in the eight ball.
Wow.
It was brutal. It was really bad.
You kicked your own butt.
Yeah. Or I choked really bad. I'm not sure which it was.
One of them. Yeah.
I found out my daughter has such a good heart that she thinks everybody should win at air hockey.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Yeah. But she also thought I was cheating because I was defending my goal.
So you're cheating?
You have to play fair, Dad. I am playing fair. You're the one who wants me to not defend my goal. And then she's asking, what does defend mean? It means not let you into my area.
Yeah. And, like, protect it.
And she said, and I said, well, if I'm not going to defend my goal, you can't defend yours. No way. I don't want you to score. So, but she cheers.
Spoken like a typical woman.
No matter who scores, she cheers.
Oh.
She gets very excited. Even if I scored and it goes into her goal, you know, usually you have that reaction of, ugh.
Yeah.
And she has, yay, and she's jumping up and down.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I guess. If she ever gets into competitive sports, though, her teammates are going to hate her.
Yeah, that not be so good.
No. Would you quit cheering when they score on us? She'll be playing goalie in soccer, and she's cheering after the other team scores. Yay, you got it in.
Good job.
Would you stop doing that? But no, overall, it was a good Christmas.
Good.
I also learned that when using a whirlpool, you really need to use a very, very, very moderate amount of bubble bath.
Yes, this is true. You didn't know that?
I thought I was using a moderate enough amount.
Oh.
It was not moderate enough.
Well, it makes extra bubbles.
Lots of extra bubbles.
Because it can make bubbles without bubble bath.
Right.
Yeah.
And...
So did you have a bubble mess?
No. I just couldn't run the jets anymore. And I had to take a shower to get the bubbles off me.
You should have taken a picture of all the bubbles. Not with you being covered in bubbles. I meant in the bathtub.
Gotcha. Yeah.
No.
I don't take my phone into the bathtub, so.
You didn't have your phone in the bathroom?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was taking a bath. I wasn't pooping.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a difference.
Yeah. There's a time for a phone in the bathroom, and there's a time not for a phone in the bathroom. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, did you hear about the two wackos driving around town with a gun yesterday?
The father and son
thing? Yeah.
Or stepfather and son or whatever?
Yeah.
And they said they were just joking around or something like that.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah, hilarious.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Especially when they're loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of Sioux Falls plainclothes detectives. This story's from KSFY.com. A couple of Sioux Falls enclosed detectives were driving behind the boy and the stepdad, who were in a blue Dodge Dakota. They saw the window being rolled down, and then the gun was pointed at another vehicle. And they pulled him over right away. And they found the gun with a couple of loaded magazines with it. And the victims of the pointing said that they were pointing the gun at them gangster style.
Ah, oh, so like that.
Sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a really good way to shoot a gun anyway.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
Stupid.
The juvenile was taken to the Minnehaha County Juvenile Detention Center, charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault, commission of a felony with a firearm, and possession of a pistol by a minor.
Oh!
The stepdad, Nathaniel Benson, was driving the pickup, told officers all he and his stepson were doing was horsing around. He was charged with aggravated assault. Commit or attempt to commit a felony with a firearm.
Not so joking around anymore,
no,
huh, guys?
No. There's you don't joke around with guns. It's not, especially now.
What a bunch of idiots.
And there was, I read there was a huge gun buyback program out in LA yesterday.
Really?
And it was busy. Like, $100 for any. Now they're not giving cash; they're giving grocery store gift cards, which okay. is smart because then no one will turn around and buy drugs with it or right. something like that.
Right.
But what was it? $100 for any handgun, shotgun, or rifle, and then $200 for any assault weapon
in LA.
Yeah.
Huh.
And people were turning out in droves.
Only $100?
Yeah, I know. I'd want more for mine.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking.
I mean, mine's worth at least $300.
Yeah. Huh.
But I saw a photo, though. A lot of them were old. Like, oh. they were going into grandpa's old World War II stuff looking for an antique gun to sell, you know.
Who was purchasing
but it wasn't
them?
Even a cool one. The police department.
A
the
police
city.
Department.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a city sponsored. You know, $100 for every non-assault rifle and $200 for every assault rifle.
Can you imagine what kind of antique guns they probably got?
Oh, I know. And plus, even on the legitimate gun market, an assault rifle right now is going for way more than it's worth.
Yeah.
Way more.
Way more than a couple hundred dollars.
Like several hundred dollars.
Yeah.
Sometimes double what it's worth. Anyway.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. Let's see. We've got the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash today. It's up to 135. And this week is the last week for it. So if we don't get a winner today, someone will win it tomorrow.
Okay.
Guaranteed. News is next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We are going to top out today at about 20. It's going to snow. Guaranteed. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
It's that time of year to renew our gym membership we are never going to use.
Yes, it is.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is... December 27th, I had to look, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Goldberg is 46 today.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
Is he still wrestling?
No. I did see him at the rally when I lived out in the hills one
yeah?
year.
Yeah? He's a big dude,
He's
huh?
He's a very, very large man. David Knopfler, from Dire Straits. He gets money for nothing and his chicks for free. He's 60 today. Gerard Depardieu is 64. He's a French actor.
I can't help but think of the Anderson Cooper thing where he started giggling with that part when he said...
Was that Gerard Depardieu?
Well, he was... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was about, him about the, that he was talking about.
About the bathroom incident
yeah,
on the airplane.
Yeah. let's see. Mick Jones from Foreigner is 68 today. Cokie Roberts, she's a news correspondent for ABC and is 69 today. And John Amos is 73. He was in Good Times and was also on Die Hard 2. I can't think of anything else that he's ever been in, but if you saw him, you would know exactly who he is.
Okay.
He was the dad in Good Times, which is a really old show, even before our time. And, never mind. I'll move on.
All right.
It's also not the greatest day I've ever known, but it was a good day on this day in 1932 when New York City's Radio City Music Hall opened to the public in Midtown Manhattan.
Whoa.
Had several hours of live acts and was considered a disaster, prompting the owners to shift to a format of showing a movie following a stage show.
Hmm.
Good idea. Then you got to go to backup. Let's see here. 1512. King Ferdinand II issued the original laws of Burgess, which were intended to regulate the treatment of indigenous people on Hispaniola by Spanish settlers.
Okay.
Yeah. I did the best I could today. It's pretty thin. 1968, Apollo 8 and its three astronauts made a safe nighttime splashdown in the Pacific. They just went to the moon, around it, and back home.
All right.
That was all they did.
That was kind of boring.
They didn't land. Well, you gotta crawl before you walk.
That's true.
So you don't just go to the moon and land, you... See if you can get there and come back.
Okay.
Then you see if you can get there and come back again.
Okay.
And then you land.
All
or
right.
Then you think about landing.
Maybe we're going to land now.
Let's see here. 1985. No, we'll just skip to the greatest.
Okay.
Today is the greatest day I have ever known because it is the 24th birthday of a singer from a band who has the favorite, one of your favorite songs.
My favorite song?
Of all time.
Exception.
Really?
Oh, man.
Arr.
Only exception for you.
Arr.
Only exception.
The pirate song.
Arr. Hayley Williams from Paramore is 24 today, and that is why today, December 27th, is Dirt. Your computer's still having issues?
Yep.
I didn't mean to play that again. All right, so something
dirt
oriented is next.
Maybe.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:40. Going to top out at 22 today, nice and sunny. There is a old school soda shop in St. Paul, and they got a warning that they have got to stop selling novelty candy cigarettes. Now, they could still sell cigarettes if they wanted to, but they can't sell the candy ones. The reason being, a city inspector has threatened a misdemeanor citation and $500 fine if Linden's Soda Fountain is caught selling the fake smokes again. Wednesday, the offering violated an ordinance barring the sale of candy smokes and cartoon character lighters. A city spokesman says the warning came after inspectors received and looked into a complaint about the presence of the tobacco-themed products. The ordinance was enacted to discourage youngsters from picking up the actual smoking habit. The shop owner, Toby Linden, says the white candy sticks with the red tips were her best-selling candy item, but she pulled them to avoid getting the fine.
First of all, I like candy cigarettes. They're tasty.
Okay.
Tasty little candies.
Okay.
I can't believe that it's a misdemeanor. Like that it's illegal. It's just a candy. It's not real. It doesn't have tobacco. You're not selling real tobacco to children.
No, but you and I both had them as kids.
Mm-hmm.
What did we both end up doing?
Smoking.
Yeah, there you go. I'm not saying it's cause and effect.
No, but it is an old school candy shop type place, though, right?
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be nostalgic? So wouldn't it be suiting that they sell them for nostalgia's sake?
Yeah. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with it, but I'm not saying I disagree with it either.
I'm kind of on the fence. But I like candy cigarettes. They're tasty. In fact, I would like some right now.
They had kind of a weird flavor
to
them.
It was so weird. I can't even explain it.
It was not a normal candy flavor. It was unique to candy cigarettes.
Yeah, and that's why I liked them. It was good.
I guess they could probably be repackaged as something else.
You would think. I mean, they could just not have the red tip on them.
Yeah, they could just be, you know...
chalk sticks. Candy chalk
stripe
sticks.
Stripe-free, hoop-free candy canes. You know, broken candy canes or something like that.
They don't taste like candy canes, though.
No, they taste nothing like it.
You can't even explain the taste.
No.
But they are so good.
Very, lots of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure it was all sugar. But the flavoring, I don't even know what it was.
I don't either. But, apparently in St. Paul, you can get in lots of trouble if you sell candy cigarettes.
I guess so.
They could sell regular cigarettes.
They can sell regular ones, but they can't sell candy ones.
But they couldn't sell them to kids.
Right.
But they're free to offer the sale. That's the only issue I have with it is they could sell actual cigarettes to adults, but they can't sell candy cigarettes to adults.
Wow.
That's the stupid part.
Because I would like to buy some candy cigarettes right now.
Okay.
They're yummy.
I know. I know.
It's the only reason why I want them.
You know our favorite state?
Florida. Yes.
I found on the AP, I found a sort of Florida's greatest hits of 2012.
Oh.
So I okay. got that next. Hang All right. on. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 6:52 up to 22 today. Sunny. We're going to get some snow. No, 22. That was the forecast from last Friday. It's 20 and 100% chance of snow today. Not sunny. Not sunny at all.
Okay.
Neighborhood of 4.2 inches.
0.2 thirds?
which would actually be 4.666666666666666666.
2 to 5 inches.
Infinity. No, it says around 2 inches today and another 2 inches overnight tonight. And then a little bit more tomorrow, 50% chance of snow Friday. So, our favorite state in the union,
Florida,
had a good year.
Of course they did.
It's a state where a lifeguard got fired for saving a life. A woman got arrested for riding a manatee. And a man repeatedly used 911 as a phone sex service. It gets worse. In one of the state's most horrifying stories of the year, a man attacked a homeless man in Miami, chewing off most of his face before police fatally shot him.
That was such a bad one.
That was not a good one. In Manatee County, deputies used multiple tasers to subdue a naked man who bit off part of another man's arm.
So weird.
That was when we thought maybe, mm-hmm. the zombie apocalypse was happening, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
No. Later on this year, a man won a roach eating contest outside a pet store and then dropped dead in front of said store when body parts he swallowed blocked his airway. Now, if that doesn't convince you to not live in Florida, I don't know what will.
Right?
A friend of mine from college just got like a fantastic job offer in Florida and they're moving there.
Ugh.
Whole family. She's married with kids. Ugh. Moving to Florida.
Yikes.
And yeah.
Not the best idea.
No. No.
To visit is fine. To live there, not so much.
To go from Rocky Mountain High to Florida. I mean, when even a local newspaper in Florida has a section in there, I can't remember what paper it is, but one of the newspapers in Florida has a section called Florida, D-U-H.
Like, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're idiots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, when we were there last year, we were in 100% tourist destinations.
There's pretty much no way that there was going to be anything
The
too
only
weird.
Florida stupid we ran into was when they confiscated your glasses.
That was stupid.
Your drinking glasses from Disney World.
Yes, because they had liquid in
on
them.
The inside mm-hmm. with glitter.
Yeah, that I just bought.
Mm-hmm. You even had the receipt.
I had the receipt right there. I just bought them.
Mm-hmm.
And they took them.
Purchased from Disney World.
Oh, I guarantee you that lady gave them to her grandchildren
or
something.
Oh, I know.
Something.
You know she did.
I know she did.
She had to have.
100%. She stole them.
I wonder how much of that has happened, where it's like, ooh, I can say this isn't allowed, and I'll keep it and give it to somebody.
I bet you all the time.
I bet it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. But not here.
I want to punch her.
I remember
I'm still
being
still mad
so
about that.
I was so mad when we were leaving for our honeymoon because they wouldn't let me bring my pop on the plane or into security, sorry, because I wanted to pay a reasonable amount of money for it instead
right.
of an unreasonable amount,
mm-hmm.
and I had to throw it away.
Grr.
Yeah. So when I threw it in the garbage can, I threw it extra hard so it would kind of fizz all over.
That's nice of you.
So then some poor sanitation worker
had nothing to do with it.
That had nothing to do with it, had to clean up my mess.
That was nice.
I
of
taught
you.
That TSA agent a lesson there.
Yeah,
didn't
you
I?
Did.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did feel bad about that later.
You should apologize. To
I'm
somebody.
Sorry, whoever was it had to empty that garbage bag.
There you go. Thank you. That was nice of you.
I feel better now. I have purged that off of my shoulders.
TSA confessions.
Not nearly as interesting as taxi cab confessions,
no.
but whatever. It is 6:56. How about a 4.7?
1047.com.